This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Trade deadline day, we still have, I say still, because these things sometimes come in after the deadline, in this case 4 p.m., nothing from the Bills to report. With us now on the Wester Hotline, our friend, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I think it's interesting when we talk to players and former players at times like today, to think like, what was it like at deadline day in your career? And I feel like, Ross, I know that you were traded once, because you've talked about having to sort of fib a little bit about Romeo Crennel and the Browns when you were traded to the Browns. How does it happen? Like, or how did it happen in your case? Are you just sort of at your locker one day and you get a tap on the shoulder, or what happens?
Well, that's what's interesting a little bit about today being trade deadline day on a Tuesday, is that
right.
Today's the player's day off.
Right.
Whereas I got traded during training camp, and I was competing to be basically the sixth man for the Patriots. I was the swing inside guy during training camp. And so we would alternate between me and the other guys I was competing with to see who would get 2-minute drill every day, you know, with the second string unit. And it was my day. And when I was about to go in, the offensive line coach put somebody else in. And I thought, oh man, that's not good. You know, are they really that down on me? Am I already out of the competition to be the swing inside guy? And so I just watched the 2-minute drill, and I was going to have to go up to coach Scarnecchia, the Patriots offensive line coach, to ask him about it. And when we finished up practice, he came out and we all broke it down. He said, Tuck, I need to talk to you. I said, okay, because I was going to talk to him anyway. He said, evidently, during practice, we traded you to Cleveland. Well, here's the thing, guys. I had already been cut. Let me think. Washington, Dallas, Buffalo. I had already been cut 3 times in my career. So my initial reaction was, traded? For what? I said, for what? And he said, I don't know, probably a bag of balls. And so then it's funny because it's the only time in my, I don't know, year and a half or whatever it was with New England, only time that Bill Belichick ever said more than like 3 words to me at a time. You know, I went in the cold tub, and I'll never forget, I'm in the cold tub, and Larry Izzo, because I thought, you know, I got to go to Cleveland tomorrow and make a good first impression, you know? Like, I wanted to be ready. Now, it turns out that they actually, the next day, had a preseason game or a walkthrough and then traveled to their preseason game. But at any rate, I'm in the cold tub, and Larry Izzo says to me in the cold tub, he's like, what, are you going to piss in the cold tub on your way out? And the other guys in the cold tub like didn't understand what was going on. And I said, I just got traded to Cleveland. And Brady, I'll never forget, was reading the newspaper. Brady's the only guy I was ever around in the NFL that read sections other than just the sports section. Brady's reading the newspaper. That seems quaint, doesn't it?
Yes.
In 2006 in the cold tub, and he hears me say, I got traded to Cleveland, puts the newspaper down, looks at me and goes, huh, and then puts the newspaper up and keeps reading.
Wow.
And,
team, a few words.
I met with Belichick and Pioli, and they explained the trade to me, and I was, like, thrilled because I was immediately, like, starting for the Browns at center. But the two other funny things about that, I really wanted to have my car in Cleveland. So when I talked to the, like, assistant GM for the Browns, they're like, hey, we got you on a flight from Providence to Cleveland. You okay? I'm like, no, I'm just going to drive. And they're like, no, we don't want you to drive. I'm like, yeah, I want to have my car. It's only an eight-hour drive. You know, I'm 25 years old, 26, whatever. So my mindset was, it's only an eight-hour drive. They're like, Russ, we don't want our starting center driving 8 hours through the night. You know, like, we'll ship your car and whatever. And interestingly, when you get claimed off of waivers, you know, you are responsible for any moving expenses or whatever. When you get traded, the team is responsible. So it's different. So they actually – so, like, when I got claimed off of waivers by the Cowboys or the Bills, I had to pay to ship my car there to Dallas. When I got traded to Cleveland, they had to pay to ship my car and everything else. So these are all the things that are super important – to the guy that just got off second shift in Buffalo right now.
Sorry. I thought it might be interesting. I still think it was. So thanks for sharing all that.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking that these people are like probably, some people probably don't care at all. I will say, you know, I don't even remember when the trade deadline day was when I was playing. It was not, I mean, it was definitely 2 or 3 weeks earlier, and it was not a big thing. I mean, I can remember like, maybe one or two guys would get traded on this day, but
yeah,
it was not nearly like what it is now.
Yeah, the NFL has always been. It's changed, I think, in the last 3, 4, 5 years or so, where it's been more of a day in the league. But before that, it always lagged well behind our experiences with hockey in the NHL, and certainly what cities with NBA or Major League Baseball teams go through at the deadline. Those are busy, busy days within the league. The football has always been a little slower, and I don't know what exactly about that has changed, but it just there's bigger names, and it's more, it seems, every year. So it has become
a
day.
So what happened is, twice now, they've moved it back by a week, which makes a difference because, you know, when it used to be like week 7 and you're 3 and 4 or even 2 and 5, you know, you kind of felt like, hey, we're not, you know, we could go on a run here, you know?
Yeah.
Now I think it's later enough that there's a bunch of teams that realize it's not happening for them. You know, like, you look at the teams that are – the Jets or the Saints or whoever, you know, I think that the Titans, like, they know, like, there's no pretense about, hey, we still have a chance at this thing. The further on the deadline goes, plus, because of the huge increases in the salary cap in recent years, you know, teams are better equipped to take on the dead money of moving a player than they used to. You know, that used to be really, really cost prohibitive, and they weren't able to do it. But now they're it's much easier for them to take on those salaries.
Ross, I'm not sure it's official. I haven't seen if it even happens this way. The Bills or other teams announce that they're done, but we are past 4 o'clock, and we don't know of any Bills trade. There were the big trades involving the Jets. I mean, you had a couple of bigger deals earlier, but it looks like none of the other top teams in the AFC, but for Indianapolis with Sauce Gardner, did a thing. Does that surprise you? I mean, trades aren't everywhere, but as we've been talking about here, there are some, and we've been talking about defensive you know, interior pressure from the Bills or defensive backs, wide receiver, Kansas City at running back, and so on. Would you be surprised or be critical of the Bills for one team here not getting anything done?
I will not, because I think making moves just to make moves, I don't think that's really the answer either. And it's not like they haven't been trying to fortify the roster throughout, you know, the offseason and training camp, some of the free agents they brought in. And by the way, like, who would they have gotten that's going to make that much of a difference? I'm sure Brandon Bean was calling around and seeing what he could do. I think there are some people, and maybe rightfully so, that remain skeptical that getting a guy mid-season really provides that much value. You know, I mean, I don't know. How many guys can you remember that came to a team mid-season that really made a huge difference? I will say it's definitely different than basketball, baseball, and hockey in that regard. It's a lot easier to assimilate yourself quickly in those sports. I mean, it seems like those guys play the next night.
Yeah.
And they play fine. Whereas football, the schematics part of it does make it a little bit harder. You know, it's weird. Here's how I would describe it. The one time I got released by Washington, got picked up the next day by Dallas, and I suited up that Sunday. And I knew the basics. Like, I could have gone out there and functioned, but I had never really taken a rep next to the guys on either side of me. And so there just would have been some details that got lost in translation, if that makes sense. You know, and it might not have even been noticeable, to, you know, the naked eye, but it would not have been a positive.
Bills over the Chiefs on Sunday, Ross. We've been down this road before, but of course it's great to see for them. And Kansas City to four losses now. Any takeaways from that game?
You know, yeah, I think there are. I know that what happens in the playoffs is what matters more and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't care. It's still, if you're a Bills fan, it feels awesome to beat the Chiefs. And more importantly, it feels awesome and should feel awesome just to play that well. You know, to see Josh Allen play that well, to run it pretty well, to play the way they did on defense. You know, I know that the playoffs are what matters and it's a long way away, but as we've discussed a lot on this show, they need to win these games just to win the division against New England and to have a chance to have the number one seed. But also, you just want to feel like they can beat them in those situations, that they can win, and I think it matters. I understand, and we talked about this, I understand the thought process that it makes, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice and blah, blah, blah. But you know what else? It's going to make it uphill battle. I mean, the Chiefs are going to have to really battle just to even win their division, you know? And so if you're the Bills, not only do you want to win for your own playoff positioning, but if you can make the Chiefs a wild card, and make them have to win three road game, playoff games. Now, obviously, they're capable of doing it. But everything we talk about here, guys, it's nothing is like certainties, but you're trying to decrease your degree of difficulty and increase others' degree of difficulty. So, well, that's exactly what the Bills just did Sunday. They decreased their degree of difficulty. They got a better chance to win the division, better chance to be the number one seed, and they increased it for the Chiefs, who – you know, might not win that division, and that's going to make it a lot tougher for them to get back to the Super Bowl.
Russ, this next point here fits very squarely in the, you know, show me you can do it in January part of things here, I think, as far as Bills observers go, and that would include myself, too. But to ignore the defensive performance they put on the field, I mean, Mahomes had a historic low completion percentage. He got hit more times than he's been hit. There seems like the more and more film stuff I'm looking at, they're getting credit for disguising. Like half the field is playing a man look. The other half is a zone look. The different rushes they used. Poor Hoyt has to go out with this torn Achilles now. The way they used him, I just think they had a really creative game plan that I think confused Mahomes in a way that we rarely see him confused by a Bills defense.
Yeah, a couple thoughts. One is the Bills are kind of known for just kind of doing what they do on defense and feeling like they're really good at it and keeping it simple. It's not really been about disguising that much or fooling the opposition. So the fact that they were able to put out some wrinkles that did that, I think is really, really encouraging. You know, I talk to other coaches and they're like, you know, they respect that about the Bills, but they also know when they get certain things, you know, certain looks from the Bill, like that's what they do. That's what they're going to get. The other thing is, did you see my video on social media at Ross Tucker NFL of Michael Hoyt,
like, yes,
not only keeping his balance, but continuing to rush after he tore his Achilles? That is crazy. That's like when you hear about stuff like in a war or like a mom that can lift a car when her baby's underneath it or something. Like, that is like the craziest thing I've – dude, the guy tore his Achilles and kept rushing. That's supposed to be impossible.
Yeah, pretty good. Big loss, Bulldog said. I mean, that seems right. Miami this week, Miami made a couple of moves the other way. And, you know, that could work both ways maybe for a team. They fired their GM. The trade of Jalen Phillips earlier in the week. Maybe the pressure's off here with the Dolphins as a 9-point underdog. Or maybe it's, you know, time to sort of plan the offseason. What do you think?
Well, here's the first thing I think. Isn't it kind of weird to fire your GM and have an interim GM a few days before the trade deadline?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about this. That guy that's the interim GM, Champ Kelly, he knows he's not getting the full-time job. So where are the guardrails there? You know, if I'm Champ Kelly, I'm talking to some other teams. Hey, you want Waddle? You want Bradley Chubb? Well, guess what? I want an assistant GM job this offseason. I mean, like, let's make a deal. I mean, that whole scenario is bizarre to me. That he, you know, the interim GM for 3 days before the trade deadline. I'll tell you this much, though. He got a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips. That's pretty darn good. I give him credit for that. That's a good move, actually, to get a third-round pick for a half a season rental. I don't know. You know, on some level, for the Dolphins, maybe those guys whose names kept coming up in trade talks, maybe it's like there's a sense of relief on some level for them, you know, and maybe they go out and they play free. I've given up always trying to figure out the psyche. If you would have told me a couple weeks ago that the Dolphins would go to Atlanta and absolutely destroy them, I never would have guessed that in a million years. I thought the Dolphins packed it in. So I think what you need to do is you need to go out and play well. You know, the Dolphins played better than the Ravens last Thursday night in the first half. The Dolphins were the better team. They just couldn't finish when they got in the red area. And then the second half, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens took over. But I thought the Dolphins were playing pretty well until that point.
Yeah, I don't know. The point about them playing free and not being worried about trades anymore could cut the other way too, with guys that were maybe hoping to get sent to somewhere where it's not so miserable. I mean, I know it's Miami, so it's relative. Maybe they like the lifestyle and that suits them just fine, and maybe that's a part of the inherent problem that the Dolphins have. I don't know, but I could easily see, like, the vibes from the Jets guys who got left behind to me feels like, oof. Oh, you get to go compete for a Super Bowl and I got to stay here? So I wonder if Miami guys are feeling some of that.
Well, that you're 1,000% right about the Jets, and I feel like that's a terrible look for the organization when these guys on social media are making it so clear, like Breece Hall. that they wanted out. For Miami, I don't know, my experience is most guys in their 20s in Miami, no state income tax, the weather, they tend to like it down there. And, you know, that owner, Stephen Ross, gets first, you know, first place grades across the board for the NFLPA report. Maybe things are just too nice down there. I mean, maybe that, I mean, and Mike McDaniel kind of lets the players do whatever they want. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
Ross, Breece Hall, we'll read that tweet in a second. Thanks for your time today. Enjoy week 10.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Breece Hall, not holding back. Sick about my brudders, man, like his teammates that got traded. Mm-hmm. Happy for them, but, man, I'm sick right now. No masking that.
How's that sound? Right. Ready to engage in contract extension talks, Breece? Maybe, right? Is that what you want to do there? Oh, I don't know. All right, well, happy to have Ross. We didn't get a rundown on where Ross is going this week. I feel bad. We squeezed him out before we got that out of him. But anyway, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
We can ask him.
Yeah. So he did the doubleheader this week. He was out in, what, Colorado for Air Force on Saturday, and then in Tennessee, I think, for who was that game against? Tennessee and I can't remember who they played. They lost. Chargers. Yeah.
I caught 15 seconds of both games. I saw the open at noon Saturday for Army Air Force, and then just whatever red zone gives you on the Titans, which isn't much. I got an email about the reverse AFC power rankings. You know, that essentially that means there's a clamor for it. Like the idea of doing it. But I wanted to see the deadline first.
Sure, same here. Yeah, I didn't want to be greedy and do it twice.
No, didn't need to do it twice.
In one day.
So maybe later, maybe tomorrow. We won't have Sal today. With the Bills not making any trades. And that basically, I guess it's not official. I mean, the national people are all talking like it's over.
Right.
So I don't even see one, it might not be over yet, tweet like you would get from Pierre LeBrun 2 hours after the NHL trade deadline. Actually, there's still a possibility or something like that, but I'm guessing not. 803-0550, so how egregious is it for you that the Bills didn't make a move? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back to talk some more after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who would they have gotten that's going to make that much of a difference? I'm sure Brandon Bean was calling around and seeing what he could do. I think there are some people, and maybe rightfully so, that remain skeptical that getting a guy mid-season really provides that much value.
I tend to lean Team Ross on this.
Yeah, the example that comes to mind, someone tweeted this at me, and I was checking to make sure the years lined up. And they weren't exactly, they weren't both trades. There's no exactly about it. But the Rams, we talked about the time frame, how this is sort of, this day has become a more, it's a busier day on the calendar than it had been for most of our time together in this room doing this show for more than 20 years now. And November of 21, they traded for Von Miller and also signed Odell Beckham Jr. Beckham was a free agent, but they added both guys. They made their debuts at the same week. And then they won the Super Bowl, and that was on the heels of having made the Matthew Stafford trade to begin with, and it became like, you know, F them picks and all this stuff with the Rams. And I think that that maybe was a key moment in, because where's an example of a team adding at the deadline? Well, there's one, and it worked. So it maybe it has increased the amount of attention and even the pressure that teams and their managers feel to do something if they're that close. Like, let's push this across the finish line like the Rams did. You know, that's already four seasons ago now. I don't have a more recent example. I mean, teams have added guys, but I don't know of one that it was as impactful and successful as that was.
I'm sure there were years when we were starting out where we didn't even acknowledge the deadline.
Right.
And most of those Bills teams were just, you know, borderline in the hunt. So you don't need to be sellers and you're definitely not buyers. And there right. might have been two or three trades anywhere in the league, not huge moves.
Right.
I like that it's more like this now, but I'm also disappointed that there wasn't just more. When you saw how well the Jets did, I mean, in my opinion at least, and even New Orleans getting two picks for Shaheed, or the Raiders getting two picks for rental Jacoby Myers, I feel like that should have spurred on more action from yeah. the bottom dwellers. But you don't have to be that – I mean, you have to be pretty far down to want to give up at this point. And when you're doing that, I mean, there's a ripple effect. It's not just your fans, but it's your players. And
yep.
I don't know. Not everybody – obviously, not everybody is for it.
And I also think that I think Ross got to this, that the appetite to take on dead money has maybe never been larger. Like, the teams, I don't think, are as scared of it as they, and that's just the reality of the cap always going up. So you've always got room to play with. We saw the Bills not be afraid of $31 million. The Broncos weren't afraid of $80 million with Russell Wilson. They did what they thought they had to do, and we're back in the playoffs a year later. Teams might feel like they can get out from under that more easily. I don't know if the CBA hasn't changed as well in what teams are allowed to do as far as converting salary into bonus. Before, I think the Dolphin Eagle trade had this in it, where they took one of the trades, I'm not sure if it was that one at this deadline, but one of the trades that's been consummated in the last 2 days or so had the trading away team convert salary into bonus. They pay it, and then the team that's inheriting the player is only taking on like $1 million, and they can do that on their cap as opposed to like the full amount. So the trading team is taking on additional dead money just to try to get the better asset. So there's a lot of financial machinations that either have changed or become more palatable because the cap just keeps exploding.
See, now if sports were fun like they used to be, there would be something like a commissioner's exemption, where if your trade is really fun, we just sort of waive the financial.
Like if your trade is actually a blockbuster?
Yeah. or even close.
Just fun. Doesn't have to be a blockbuster.
I wanted to think about Kyler Murray for Trevor Lawrence. But you can't. I mean, you can't. Kyler Murray for anything.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't even. I guess it was possible, but maybe so hard financially to make a move like that that it wasn't even ever talked about. But watching the game last night, I'm like, what are they doing with Kyler Murray?
That is getting written about and talked about more, not so much as the deadline was approaching,
yeah,
but the offseason that, you know, whether they believe like Jacoby Brissett it can be their long-term answer or anything, that no one there was involved in the drafting or even the extension on Murray. So if they're sour on him, they could Russell Wilson that. I think I would almost bet on them doing that.
Murray for Tua.
Right, there you go.
That might be better, but you just can't even really play with that.
Right.
Rob is with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Okay, Rob. Thank you.
A little frustrated on my end. I'll tell you, I was looking forward to kind of a splash move being made. The challenging part is you're watching other teams that are contenders adding pieces to get better, and we didn't do anything. And, you know, this past week, I was thinking to myself, well, I think we're going to be okay because the defense is coming on. I was really bummed at the Hoyt injury. I really think that set us back. And I was thinking we needed to add something either on offense or defense to compensate. What are your thoughts?
You could have. I mean, I understand that. I did not have the biggest appetite for it. I think there's just a lot, as we're talking about here constantly, there's just a lot that goes into it that makes that much, much, much easier said than done. So for a while it was wide receiver, then it was the secondary, then it was defensive line. You know, I lean Team Ross, which is just what are the chances you get the guy you want at the price you're willing to pay and that the player is going to make an impact for you. I don't think they're great. I think this is being consistent, I never saw a receiver coming for the Bills. I can believe that they made calls. I'm not going to tell you that people who were reporting that were wrong. I mean, I think it also behooves the Bills for the public to think that they also made calls, because that's what we all want. I'm not sure trying and not making trades is any different than not trying and not making trades in the end, but whatever. I'm not going to tell you.
Same result, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that they didn't try, but I never really, I guess maybe I should capitulate a little bit on this if they did, because for me it was, I just did not believe that the Bills were going
to
go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Against what they've built, so like such a hard turn of the wheel at this point with how well they're doing overall. At what price somebody that would have mattered would have cost. So it doesn't surprise me. I would have been, you know, less surprised an hour or 2 hours ago when there was more buzz about this. But going into the day, I really didn't see a receiver move.
I was not, as the day started unfolding, really when I got here, I started getting sort of some intel that they were working on receiver. And like, I don't know if that's what you're describing, you know, like them wanting that word out there or what. I mean, I don't think it's that they get anything out of us talking about it realistically, but they do. If they have the appearance that they tried and just didn't like the price or whatever, that's better than not trying. But I didn't get up today. I spent yesterday talking about how I thought pass rusher, some sort of Hoyt Oliver replacement, jumped over receiver. And there was very little. I got this one text about Von Miller. That was the only chatter I really heard about them being in on anyone to give them something in place of losing two cornerstone guys. Hoyt, it's so weird to talk about Hoyt that way because he barely played. But I think he really mattered. And now he's gone, Oliver's gone. And as much as receiver is exciting and sexy, and we've made like a factory out of talking about it here, I really was expecting something to supplement the defense because the offense, it's easier to defend. I don't agree with it, but they made their choices, and their team is still relatively on the floor. Palmer will be back. He even practiced a little last week. Maybe he's even back this week, and they've got their full complement of dudes. The defense has gotten picked off here. Like they've lost impactful guys, one of whom we just barely got to know but was having a big impact. I thought that would warrant a move more, and maybe fans would have been mad about, well, I've wanted a receiver all this time, and you went ahead and traded for whatever, your name here, pass rusher or, you know, edge guy or D-tackle. But I think that was maybe more called for than receiver, but that fire never really got burning today, it doesn't seem.
John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to comment and ask, do you think that the lack of trade, I know it could be for any number of reasons that teams didn't want to trade with the Bills, but that teams might be blackballing the Bills, if that makes sense, that they don't want to see a team that's really close get there because they're afraid how maybe it impacts the conference or their own division? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, there's always the idea of a division opponent helping a division opponent. And the Jets were the biggest sellers on the day. And I don't know if the Bills, I mean, Quinnen Williams is could be a monster add in the middle of any team's defensive line. And that obviously includes the Bills with the needs they have that I just talked about. So I would understand a team like the Dolphins as well as the Jets sellers not wanting to trade and help out the Bills. You know, even if they're not in it this year, they might not want to have, you know, a guy like Quinnen Williams might be a cornerstone player for five more years wherever he goes. And so you don't want to do that. I don't think overall, I think if you've got the right price, you know, and you're talking to the Saints or the Jaguars, I think they're making those trades. If you meet the price, you know, if indeed the player was available, you know, it depends how. You never know how much a team wants to move a guy. Do they want to move a guy just because they think they're going to clean up at the price? Or do they want to move a guy because he's a headache? Brian Thomas Jr., we talked about leading up to 4 o'clock, was, you know, maybe kind of right in the middle of that. Right? Is he a problem there? And do they want to unload him? Or is it just, if somebody goes as far as a first-round pick, then, okay, we'll do it.
I think the Jets made two trades you really couldn't say no to.
Right.
And who knows what else they were willing to do, or if they woke up today, as you put it, thinking they would do this. Quinnen Williams, they get a 2 and a 1 from Dallas. And the Bills or any good team would have had to beat that, not just meet it. beat it. And then they're in your division, and maybe they don't want to, you know, break ties that way. So I kind of see it like that. Blackball, because they don't want the Bills to win or something? I don't understand that at all. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls. Trade deadline day, the Bills make no moves. What do you think? This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.